של פנחס.
Knows the story. It's told of Pinchas Choritzer, Yesh Amrim Shem, the Rebbe of Pinchas of Frankfurt, Apal Aflo, that he lived with terrible dachos, mamish anius. Suddenly he went to Eirich in the Stadt, and they gave him Kavan Mulachim, they rolled out the red carpet. So we told this Mekurov in Kinira, this is the destiny, this is the girl of Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas, when you read it in Sitchu B'Shaitoi, it's always been Amitzorim, which is time of Dachkus, of Anius, etc., etc. You read Parshas Pinchas the rest of the year, it's like a Yontif. So that apparently is the good, that's the destiny of Pinchas. It's a very beautiful, it's got the Derech Agav, they tell the story that if it happened to the Aflo, that when they heard in Frankfurt the Kovid Melochim, the red carpet that he got when he went back to Poland, right? So when he came back to Frankfurt, they doubled his salary. So the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibra, said, if you arise, you give him a rise, give me also. So the Rosh HaKol told him, that's not Oysim Maisi Zimri, Mezint, Umavaksh's Charka Pinchas. They want to get the salary of a roll. But when I heard this story, which I've said many, many times, the Kvarashayim, what's Pshat, that Pinchas, B'Shaitoi, in situ, is the Chbeir HaMetzorim, a time of Shiflus, a time of Anius, when we've said countless times, every year I mention, that Tadikim said, Ravloch, the first Shleimah brings Shabbos, Be'imek HaBocha, the Shabbos of Be'im HaMetzorim, it's an inverse proportion to the Dachus and the Shiflus of the weekdays, is the Gadlus, is how sublime and lofty the Shabbos are, which have all the brachas in it. I always tell the story that there was once there were a group of bachrim from the Chevron Yeshiva who came to the tish of the Besek Eliezer, the Rishonim in Yerushalayim. It was Ben Amitzorim. They saw a simcha with a tisha. They said the Shabbos Ben Amitzorim. They were lit for sure. So he told them, right? He chapped their machshava right away before they said anything, and he told them the Gemara says about Metzia that dinah the bar mitzvah only applies to Mekach Memkar. It doesn't apply to Matona. And the Gemara says in Shabbos that view that the Eibush told Moshe Shabbos Matona Toiv Yesh the Mitzvah of Shabbos from Leich Vedim. There's no dinah of bar mitzvah. If I can't Shabbos the inyan of Nachla Blimitzer. There's no Ben Amitzorim on Shabbos. It's the most simple thing on Shabbos. Shabbos of the year. Because the Shem Yishmul brings a Kabbalah from the Kodesh. That everyone knows that Shabbos is the highest moment, the sublime moment of Shabbos. Shabbos to Minch. Shabbos Jidit. Raiv with the Chol Raiv. Why is that? Because really the Emes Mincha is a time of Din. The sun is setting. It's been Arbay, etc., etc. When Shabbos, there's no din of no dinim, called dinim is abrim, you know, right? Dinim are done away with on Shabbos. So something which a period of the day which originally was din and you ma'apich it chsodim, that's raivet, the holiest moment. Oyba zoy said the Yidah Kodesh, the whole 3 weeks are time of dinim of Hester v'chulu, and yet Shabbos is there's no dinim ben amitzorim. Kuntois the whole 24 hours of Shabbos ben amitzorim is b'vchinas raivet that you can achieve. You can achieve normally Shabbos and Mincha. It's the moment I hope most can do it. This applies to all the Shabbos of the 3 weeks. The Sad Parshas Pinchas, Sadiqim said, if a chosid can't be by his Rebbe, Yom Neroyim, see Yom Tovim, come for Parshas Pinchas, Parshas Amoyedis, you read all the Karbonis. It's a chayyu, you could be poil all kinds of Yeshuas, davening, fear and chelich, on Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas, befra. So why did the Rebbe of Pinchas say that it's the Shabbos of Anius, of Dachus, of Shiflus? There's something epic, Lahovin Siyach Slaim Tavri Kodesh. I think Hamoletic is a very deep word. Behektim. To understand this. Obviously, there's a common denominator between this theme of Parshas Pinchas and the Avoid of Yid Ben Amitzor. So we find, although there's no direct, clear allusion in the Torah, but in Tillim, in Kapitel Kuvov, Tavri Melech, in three psukim, like, summarizes the mice of Baal Pe'ur, Vayitamdul of Baal Pe'ur, Vayichlu Zivchemesim, just parenthetically, what's the connection? Because what was the Avodah of Pe'ur? They were Pe'ur Atzim, right? But that couldn't apply if you're eating the man, because the man was Nivla Be'vorim, there was no, yeah? There was no Pseilus from the man. So how is it? Vayitzamdu lebal pa'er, because vayichlu zivchei neitzim. Or yibazoy this psoilis, and then they can... Then the pasuk says afterwards, "Vayami Pinchas vayafalo vateotera magev vatechoshu v'takul v'darvadadu." Pinchas got up and he davened. I mean, they told us already in Kuzlus. Where did it say it this week? Parsha, our last end of the parsha's bolam. Epis that Pinchas davened. So I saw the Baron of Herod, the Chamar Tov, and said, "Gimachia vayokem itrich leido vayokem is gimachia vayafalo 156." The Tolus himself says, interesting word. It says, "Vayikach." Reimach. Reimach means a spear. Reimach usually should be spelled with a vav. Spelled chosr. Because it says in Tikkunim that the mitzvah of tefillah is chosr like all the other mitzvahs ha-Torah. Vayikach Reimach, Vayikach Ramach, whereas you have one mitzvah which is koil all other mitzvahs ha-Torah, tefillah. That's an allusion, a remez in the Torah, that Vayam made Pinchas, Vayafal, he dab. Pinchas was into dab. Lefizev et Rech, the Satmarov and the Vriyoyal asked the Shaila in Targum Yonison. It says, Hidden Vizen is Brisholim, that the Abishdu will make Pinchas into a Malach, and he will be Chai the Kayim the Uyulam, and he will be the Mavas Ragulva. Because they're Chazal with Pinchas Ulio. Yeah? Where is the Midah connected Midah? Right? That why did Pinchas deserve to be Mavas Ragulva? He becomes Elio to bring the good news of the Gulu. So the Velt teaches Azoi, right? We know that what is the Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is the place of Tefillah. Kivesi Beis Tefillah. It's the place of Davin. How do you build the Beis HaMikdash? As someone once put it, you don't build the Beis HaMikdash with stones, with cement, with steel, whatever. A Beis HaMikdash is built with Trerin. A Beis HaMikdash is built with Tzilus, the prayers of Chal Yisroel. It's for Maklishim say, after by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Eibishter, Alpi, his Chachmosa Yizvarach Elyon, was in Kaveya, there's a certain amount of tefillahs that have to be recited, and then Geula will come. Asher Alkin, the Rishonim, the Bali Tosfos Al HaTorah, the Rebbein Ephraim, the Rikeach, they all bring that the tefillahs of our generation, the Dor of Asro, whatever, a joke generation, the Din of a Rebbe in Brooklyn, he brings the Zayda, the Mechassel Ozer said, we say when Mashiach comes, Oz Yimolei, Tzchoik Pin, Tzchoik, Oz Yimolei, Simcha Befinu, Tzolah, Tzolson, Tzchoik. Mashiach for this generation Mashiach came. My zaydis, my bubbles were moisenafshel. They were kedushim, ta'irim, tzaddikim. And for this generation, a bunch of nobodies that can daven, can learn, can garnish for Yerushalayim is a taka a joke. Schoik will laugh for the tzaddikim and Krakow and Tufshin and Tufresh, whatever didn't come. But for our generation, it came. Right? Or but the Minchas Alozer, the Fas Emes says in Sukkot, Mashiach will dafka come for the lowest possible generation. Or but the Minchas Alozer was Messiah in Lozer Kumin and let him laugh. A bit of Kumin. Or but Nachsel in Yonenu, the Beis HaMikdash is geboy through tefillahs. Even though what kind of tefillahs do we have? But our tefillahs are nisham on the tefillahs of Zaydis and Babis and generations of Yireim and Shleimim. Therefore, our tefillahs could be poil more than previous generations. And therefore, who is the one who represents tefillah is Pinchas, right? Therefore, he turned into Elio. Who is Elio, by the way? What does he do for a living? Besides answering difficult halachic shailos, take shailos. Hello? I know that also. Yeah, so, but that's it's only in the morning usually, Bristol. What do you do all day? So, okay, I got it. So the Megalamukis, the new Megalamukis, the Tinyanam, he brings Elio Hanovi, became the Malach Sandalfi. And what's the job? Ovi, Rechav Yisrael. He becomes the one whose Mekabel is the Shliach Tzibur for all the Tfilis of Kal Yisrael that go up Lamaila. He's the one who brings the Tfilis of Kal Yisrael for the Kis Yaakov. Hello? That's why it says that every one of the Tzadikim with Teufis Umnosai, they had their Yitzchak, specifically at the Havoidah, Korban, Akedah, right? Yitzchak was Teufis, as Chazal say, the Avoidah of Tefillah. Yitzchak is Gematria 208. Pinchas is Gematria. No? My Gematria friend. 208. Yeah. His other name is Elio. Hello? Elio Ba'arba, the Gemara says the brachas. How much is 4 times Elio? 4 times 52? 208. Is he the one who's connected to the Avodah of Yitzchak, the Avodah of Tfil? Therefore, it says, Kol. Is Gematria Pinchas Elio, by a fowls, Gematria is a sandal. He was the one who's in charge of Tfil. And since Tfil builds the base of Mikdash, you do it, Rabbi Shmelko Nicholsberg said, that's how you say, Boine Yushalayim, Lashon Hoyvim. Because Yushalayim is built step by brick, step by step, the base of Mikdash. Because it's built through the tefillahs of Kal Yisrael. Therefore, Boine, presently, the Eibishter through our tefillahs is building the base of Mikdash. Right? Therefore, Elio, Pinchas, who Elio is the one who Vayame, Pinchas Vayafalo, who represents tefillah. Right? Therefore, he will meet the Kenegan Mita, as the Sabbath of Ath. He is Zoychat in Mavastra Gulda, which he brings by serving by the Shliach Tzibur for the Tzvilus of Kalis. So, on one hand, I see Pinchas, one of the themes we'll discuss is Tzvilus. Bein HaMetzorim, you don't have to be up as a kubul, a rocket scientist, a brain surgeon to figure out that Bein HaMetzorim, or the Iker Avoid, this has brought in my Shomish, the eldest form of Gleishim, is the Avoid of Tzvilus. Bechal, there's a Drush from the Irish Vashim, the Rebbe Yonis, and he says, there are 4 in Yonim in Yiddishkeit, like Bechal. There's Torah, Tshuva, Tzvilus, and Tzedakah, which are mechuvah into the 4 Kufis HaShonah. The year is divided into 4 parts. Look at the Shmuz yourself. Aubrey says that Kufis Tammuz is the avoida of Tzvilus. Right? And elsewhere, another drasha that Rabbi Yonison brings, that the Churban Beis HaMikdash was because of Bittul Tzvilus. Oichle ami ochl lechem Hashem loy karo. The pasuk says loy oisi karos yankim. The churban came because people didn't daven, right? And therefore the tikkun is dafka through tefillah. That's why the Alter Rebbe brings the kutus achron b'shem b'chayim v'tal that ikvus of the Mashiach and dor of asro our avoido is beikar through tefillah. As support b'shem arizal. When that's pshat in Yirmiyah and Echo says with the pasuk v'dimasa al lechiyah. Why do we mention the Lechayayim here? Where do they come? You all remember the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Lam Medalit. The Gemara says, "Hello, why did Kehanim get Chutal Betos Guna? They get Zroya and Lechayayim. Zroya connected what? By Pinchas, Vayikach. Rashi brings the Chumash from the Sefer Yitzchak Gemara in Chulin. Vayikach Roimach Biyodoy. Therefore, the Kehanim are Zoycha to the Zroya. The Lechayayim." Rashi brings because the pasuk says Vayamid Pinchas Vayefal. So the Chayayim represent Tfilah. Or but the Churban says that Rebbein this took place because we didn't daven properly. V'dimos alecheyo to be merandas that was felt the davening. And the Valderot the Ben Ishchai brings Lashem Hayishua. The Eibushu which Chay Yeshua v'Kal Yisrael. Why? Because of Amcha Birchasecha. There will be brachas on top of Kal Yisrael on Sela. What is the Gematria of Sela? Wakey, 95. Okay, I'm not going to be a genius. 90. What is 95? Besides everything else, 100 other things. How many brachas do you have? This will be Negev soon. Keep in your mind. How many brachas in Shemini Esra, which is Tefillah, Ikar Tefillah, every day do you have, including Chilur HaShatz? There are 19 brachas in Shemini Esra. Hello? And there's 2 Chilur HaShatz. So 5 times 19. 95 Sela. That Geula comes Hashem Yeshua through the brachas of Kal Yisroel. Okay? And therefore, the Iker Avoida Ben HaMetzorim is a Yiris Misboinen. What am I lacking through the Churban Beis HaMikdash? What's self-mit? Right? And the Iker is, you're not missing a building, an edifice, some architectural wonder in Yerushalayim. You're missing the Iskarvus of Kal Yisrael to the Eibishter. How do you achieve Iskarvus? Rashi said already in Parashat Vayetze, Naftuli Elikim, that Tfilah is Lashon Iskarvus. When it comes to Churban, the Pasuk is Sakoysa Bananlach Meavor Tfilah. Gam Ki Ezak Veshaveya Sosom Tfilosi. So the Iker Churban that we cry about for 3 weeks is the barrier between the Eibishter and Knesset Yisrael. You remember by Mitzrayim it says the pasuk the Vayar b'sivloisom. B'sivloisom means they're agony, they're pain, they're suffering, they're right. B'sivloisom is Rosh Teves Akusa Ba'Nan Lach Mevartil. the Iker Tzara of Kal Yisrael is when the Eibishter seems to have taken, Rachman was not to say that, but he seems to have taken the receiver off the hook, and I cry and no one's answering, it seems. Therefore, what is the Nechama? By the way, Pinchas is Gimatria Yitzchak. It's also Gimatria Nachmu. Because Eliyahu is Mavasar Gula. What parsha do we read for Shabbos Nachamu? This Chanon, Davni, the Koyach of Tfilah, Be'ez Ahi Lamer, Lamer, the Deiris Chazal say. Right? That's also the reason, parenthetically, before I begin to share, just to mention, everyone knows there are three Haftiris of Pura Niso. Divrei, Shimu, Chazoin. Right? So the Psaltic says, for Maglishim say, Misaki the three Evorim, mouth, ears, and eyes. Right? Yes? Are you with me? Hello? Yeah? That's why I said before that the Shabbos is the no din of Ben Amitzorim. Right? Because on Shabbos you have Nachla Belimazam, which is called Nachalticha, Nu. Nachas Yankiv Avicha. Nachas Yankiv Avicha is Gimatria 703. Divrei Shimu Chazoin. Right? Which. Yeah. Remember we said last week from the Ari Leib Shalansut that Bilam wanted to m'oider the 3 weeks Ben HaMetzorim, the Kolos, that's right? Yeah? So, interesting. How was he going to curse Kal Yisrael? We'll discuss it. Because he knew the Chavin is Asho, the Rega Ba'apoy. Rega is Gimatria Peh Oizen Ayin. Through the Peh Oizen Ayin, which is the Divrei, Shimu, Chazoin, you're misaking the Zamay Shalakadosh Boruch. Right? In other words, to figure out what's lacking with the Churim Beis HaMikdosh, there's no longer, you can't. You have no base amizis, you have no base tefillah, which is a base of dibur. You have no shnir, you don't hear the Zvar Hashem, you don't hear the Levi and B'duchanam, who when they sang by the Karbonas, hearts to tshuva. You don't have the re'iyah and elikus, shalish b'amashan, yiroh, yira, and re'iyah are the same thing, same letters. Keneged, which I have, how many yom tovim are there in the three regalim? Three. Pesach is keneged Pesach, opposite of Pera, dibur. We got it to Limcha. Shvuah is the Shingu Dvar Hashem, we heard. And Sukkah is Sukkah means Re'iyah. That's what I'll say, Rashi. Right? And everyone knows that every Shabbos is really like a microcosm, whatever the word is in English, which is incorporates all the three regalim. Therefore, all we have Yom Tov, we start off with Shabbos, right? Therefore, Shabbos in Makayil is also beginning Matria 703, which is what? Divrei Shimu. Over where do we start from? Which is the first of the Haftarot? Which is the first thing of first not to be second before you even begin? Divrei Yemiyahu ben Chilkiyahu. You got to start off with Tefillah. That's why after this introduction, we're going to deal with Tefillah today. The concept of Tefillah ben Amitzor. And the Tzad HaShova, common denominator between the Tefillahs of Pinchas and the Tefillahs of the Avodah of Tefillah in Ben Amitzorim, and that's Tam Davin. Over the idea that davening has to be tefillah le'oni. I would say an omud. You have by the omud. Because three times tefillah le'oni, tefillah le'mashin, tefillah le'david. Which are the same as omud. The ikar is what? The tefillah, the miskin of the zayr. The tefillah of an oni was leislei megar meklum. Like David HaMelech, malchus leislei megar meklum. But gonish, he's tefillah. He has tikkul tefillah, and he's tefillah. As the Rebbe Binim said. Therefore, Pinchas is given, Brisi, Sholem. Pinchas plus Sholem is 584, which is Gimachri Lev Nishper. Pinchas davens with a broken heart, right? And therefore, Rashi Chazal say, Bidin hu sheyitel schori. Schar plus din is also Gimachri Lev Nishper. In other words, a person who has a davens with a Lev Nishper Vinitke, right, which is like a korban, which is that is not a balmum, a korban is goy, it's balmum, he is Zoycha that is fearless on the Skabal and gets Schar. By the way, just parenthetically, let me just add just a word. Everyone knows the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dapei Beis, that the Shvatim were Mevaze, Pilchru, Ben, Puti, Zeh, Shepitim, Avi, Ove, Avi, Imoi, Agolom, Avi, Dzor, Vahor, Agnosi, Shevet, Yisrael. This young upstart, the Shegetz, his Zeder was a heathen, a pagan, and he's going around making shushkebabs of people, right? Lefichach, Yisrael, Kosov, Achar, Pilchus, Ben, Aloz, Ben, Aron. What's the problem? Why were they Mevaze? I can tell that, Talocha. I'm just going to pay them, but what they want. So I sort of vote from Reb Chun Halperin, the Kohen Levrocha. The Skelen Rebbe was once in his Mesmedish for Shabbos, and he said a vort, old Skelen Rebbe was a Kodesh Vador. He said a vort in the Shtefinish. Moiridika vort. Okay. He said a Moiridika vort. Why were they Mavazim? Because when a person reaches a madrega through Torah, through mitzvahs, matzim toivim, immediately the sultan, the Itahora comes and is like I don't know if they were which definite. Because, by the way, his cave in Tel Aviv is like a Yeshua is flying over there. Anyway, I give to the master, not only name it, right? So the. Comes the Sultan, and Kenish was not either, be about Madrega, he comes and immediately, what does he do? You did a mitzvah, you gave tzedakah, you whatever, so you want to be honored man of the year, you're the best thing since sliced bread, since Moshe Rabbeinu willed the Abraham to find a God aiding for you, and he gives you as a gaiva, right? And then you lose everything, and Toyevas Hashem Gogvalev, you forfeit every schar you have, right? So what happens here? So therefore, what do you do? So a good chaver, when you see your chaver, don't say I ever said this. I'm not going to deny it if I'm tape, right? What do you do when you see a chaver like Eilu Legdula and you're scared you shouldn't get up to a hirer gaiva? Be mevazi. Give him a shtof. Machsidim used to have a fabrenga. Used to like you did him. They give a life for them, but they give each other a bit of a shtach. So you shouldn't get so big headed, right? So when they saw Pinchas as Avoid and he saved Chal Yisroel, they choshel and it's stuck out, right? Or but maybe Pinchas will get big headed, therefore they'll mevazu him. In order he shouldn't be a Balgaim. Came the Pasuk and was beyachas him after Aaron, right? Aaron is selfless, Aaron is just nefesh, throws himself out for Chal Yisroel, etc., etc. When he forget it. There's a by the way, Rebchun Taita, that's what pretty obvious. The whole Isik, Iskim Matzibur, you should be Isik with Shem Shemayim, right? The Schar of Isik Matzibur is Givalt. You Mazak is Adam. Or, what about Gaiva? What about the testimonial dinner? What about the? So she says, Chus Avoisum, the children. You should be toilet, not Bischus Atzma, it's Bischus your Zaydis and your Elder Zaydis, and therefore you have Azaschus. And therefore you'll work with Shem Shemayim, and it'll be. To cost him a lot. Therefore, it says, "Hinin in Eisenlay is bris shalom." The Gemara says, "The kiddushin, the vav of shalom is a vav kitiyah." Why is it broken? Kemaymer ha'olam yuchas to the Rabban Kalina, Varnagogel. That there's nothing as wholesome as a broken heart. The shalom, right, had to be mitzvah, right. But that's why the shrot the passion mevazeh. So the Velt asks, "What's the tikkun? You mevazeh him. Your zayda was a heathen, was a pagan. To pita mavi, right." So how did you answer it by saying on one side would you want to be married into a family? On one hand is Aaron, on the other hand is how is the Yichus? So the Ruz on one side, his brother, Chaim, Shragel Meir, it's a beautiful thing. It brings in a terrorist Yeshua. The Jikiver says Azoi. It's a Meir Yichus. Remember the pasuk Vayonchu ben Yisrael men Avoida Vatal Shavosu Vekim men Avoida Yisrael men Yisrael Vekim men Brisa Yisrael Vekim men Yisrael Vekim men Yisrael Vekim. What's Peshat here? What's the Vayonchu and the Bris of the Avis Akleishim? So the famous story that the Rav Shitzer was once sitting and danning Shakla Vataya Dinah Torim Lagabi Ashiduch. So the Rav Shitzer Kiyadua his Yichus is Ve'en Doimele the Yichus the safe of the Rav Shitzer the safe was Zer HaKadosh. The biggest yichus known to mankind. Remember, all the second kedushim toyim, there is ruach hakodesh, right? So the other side said, "Malzi yichus. What does yichus got to do with avodas Hashem?" So the Rav Shitzer gave an answer, and it's a famous answer. The Rav Shitzer said, "This is a chokma pikach." He said, "There's two types of tzaddikim. There are tzaddikim who are self-made DIY people. Well, I forget the mail sometimes." Other, they get up, what does a tzaddik do? He gets up at chatzos, and then he sits and learns till the morning, and then he makes his achonis and whatever, and then he davens, bislavus, gewalt, and he gotta go after davening, whatever, at 12 o'clock, he gotta go eat. You do it at the derech of tzaddikim before they eat, they have a fashbish ben maisov, maybe there's a shemitz, pniya, kolshu, or whatever, he makes a chesh. So even the emes is, if he's a tzaddik who has no yichus, he makes a cheshbon. However, not perfect I am, of the gabi my father, the gabi my zayda, where I'm coming from. Didn't do so bad. And he could eat with happiness, and he could enjoy his breakfast, or lunch, or whatever, right? Or but a tzaddik who's a miyuchus, and even if he makes a cheshbon, and he finds nothing wrong, but the gabi my father, the gabi my zayda, that's gornish, it's a joke. Right? So when he eats, he's like cranksically, he's like vomiting on his food. I can't just, right? So he said it's gedai to have yichus, just to, the food it shouldn't be so geschmacky. That's the mail of yichus. Ayid get a krechts if says vayonchu b'nei Yisrael men avoid. Yidin gave a krechts in their madrega avoid Hashem. Right? So what did the Eibush do? Vayishma Elikim. The Eibush says, where is this crest coming from? Could the Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv? Vayishkar Elikim is Brisoy, is Avram. Therefore, he's Me'oiris Chus Ovid. So they weren't, that's what it's all about. Granted, just parenthetically, one more, just in the parentheses. The same called Binyan Chayim. Son of the Binyan Dovid. Well, it's a Me'oiris Yigavort. Brings him a Zayda, the Atavlev, the Rahtoiv, he brings that Avort. What was, when he was scared that Pinchas, that will become a Balgaiva, right? Yeah? Hello? So, Miachas went to Aaron. Otherwise, you think is his Zayda was just teasing to Pitim. What's wrong with Pitim? Why is it not a COVID that your Zayda was a Oizvorf, to Pitim? And you forget, you did Shuva, you're self made. Hello? Why is that? He says, Pratazoi. As we said before, the same Nakuda. They were scared that Pinchas would be a Balgaiva. Right, and the Gemara says in Soit to Kolam Mizgoya, right, is Kiilu Oyver Avay Dizara. So where did the hero of Gaiva come into Pinchas? Oh, it's in the genes because the Zayd was also an Avay Dizara. Therefore, he'll become big headed and also be about Gaiva. There's a Nishvatim Gitaim. What did Luumazer Pinchas hold? Why wasn't he worried about it? Because you remember there's a Gemara in Soit. Hey, next time is that Gemara. The Gemara says, according to one opinion of Chiya Barai, or Chiya Rashi, that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to have a Shemini Shibishis. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Loi minei veloi mitzalsei, right? Is mi zutter my dechsev? The Pasuk says, Tayavas Hashem, Tayavas Hashem, Kol Gevelev. Now the word Kol could have two meanings. Kol can mean everything, Kol. Or kol can mean kol. Any of. Like it's all over the place, right? Says the Rebbe of Heschel, on the Sefer Ambroid, is what he's on Moshe, the machloikis, whether leminevel le miktosei, or bagaiva, or a shmira shibishin, how do you taste the word? Kol. You know, so the Shvatin tainid, a shmira shibishin is a drop of gaiva you're allowed to have. You could have it, but then you're not a kanoi. Because a kanoi, when you're going with Zimbishur Sadin, when it's not, it's halacha, but like Lamaisa, then it has to be built in Hashem Levad. So they tied it, maybe this Epishemis Vineu Ashtiku Gaiva, he wants to show that he's a kanoi, he's from within the Pope, and blah, blah, blah. Asher Al Kain is not Kuru Lishem Tumai. And therefore he's not an embassy kanoi. Not pure. Aber Pinchas Paskin le Makaman de Omar, Nachbar Yitzchok, le Minevaloi, Mitzalse. Therefore he had zero gaiva. And that's Pshat, now it's Moslem Midvash. The Gemara says in Tainus Davches that a person who's Mizgoya brings Charein Af, brings anger and divine wrath into the world. What does anger got to do with gaiva? Because there's another Pasuk we say every day, a few times a day. V'hurachim yechaper avayim v'lo yashvis. The Hebrew Lashon Kol Yoyer Kol Chamos. How do you touch the word Kol? If you believe a Shtikel Gaiva you're allowed to have, right? No. Yes. So David should have a Shtikel Chema also. Or if you touch, Torah Kol Gvalev, Lo Minevel Mitzalsei. So what? Then when the pasuk says Lo Yoyer Kol Chamos means Gornish. Therefore, a person who's Misgoya, he brings Chema in the world. Says the pasuk Bekona is kinal si b'seichom. The kanos of Pinchas was kuloi built in Hashem levadli. There was zero gaiva, zero self, zero ego, right? And therefore, it was perfect, right? The fees. I gotta give the stock giving the ship. What is this fort? I have no time to elaborate. Just briefly, Nakuda is. Pinchas is really a hemshich to Bullock. Bullock, the Zohar says, Bullock and Bilam were two witchcraft, two hocus-pocus people. They know how to manipulate the forces of evil. Bullock was actually greater than Bilam, but Bullock's power was in Kishuf with hands, with Maisa, but that wasn't good enough. How do you destroy Kal Yisrael? They went to Midian, find out the history of Moshe when he was there for X amount of years, and said, Ein Kuyicham Ela Bepeh. Is a speaker. Jews are Hakol Kol Yankiv. Oh, Hakol Kol Yankiv. Who's the guy who knew how to manipulate with voice, with call? Bilam. They brought in Bilam. Why was Bilam not successful? Pasuk says, Hakol Kol Yankiv, Ayatayim Deis. Right? Doesn't mean just one is voice, one is articulate, one is verbal, and the other is. The idea of Yesuid in Davening, all Sforim Akhlishim bring this. a yisoid in davening, but all of Yiddishkeit, but especially in davening, is to realize that everything which you have is not yours. You have no leislei. Well, the prayer, the song that everyone sings from the Eilu Shamayim, the Levadcha, right? And all the Eitzes, all the Tachbulas, Gornish. And this applies not only to Chus Mitzvahs and Chus whatever. I don't eat my tefillah, nish my tefillah. The Rebbe Melech says, before you say Shema Esrei, what do you start with? Hashem Sfos, I Tiftach. You have the Eibush to give you the Koyach to Davin. Ufi Yagid Tila Secho. It's the Eibishter's tefillah. When the Eibishter wants to bring chesodin to a person, he puts a tefillah b'fi. The Rebbe Meila teaches im the lashon the Gemara brachas im shkuroso tefillah b'fi yedet meshkurim lashon shlichus. That a person davens comes from shlichus from the Eibishter. It's not his sitkis whatever. The Rebbe Meila says borach alikim shalayhi ser. It's the Eibishter's tefillah that he sends me. Therefore, the Gemara says, "How do you know when I answer Hakadosh Baruch Hu mispalel? Shneimar v'yisim v'timachtem beveis tefillasi tefillah som loy nemar ella." So everyone asked the shayla, the brother of the Sabbakadish of Radish, it could have said shneimar beis tefillasi. What is tefillosom nemar el tefillasi? The word here is that even when a yid davens, it's not tefillosom; it's the tefillah of the Eibishter. So a person could daven with all kinds of kavanas harizal and kavanas haramak, and he could shake and he could make gantz with the oigen and make all kinds of tnuis. But if he thinks that his tefillah is his chus, it's chazetreif, his tefillah becomes tefillah. The yisoid of tefillah is koyved roish, is ashi achno, is bittel, mishal meisim libay kabasar, is dafka the opposite of being toilin any chus of your own. And there's many, I have no time to be married with this. Right? Where did Bilam go wrong? He's going to be the peh of Bilam, can I get the peh of Moshe, the kol of it. But if you think your peh is your koyach, because Bilam, don't forget Bilam and Balak, the ayin mem of Bilam and the lamed kuf of Balak is together Amolek, and Amolek is gematria Ram, once you become a Balgaiva, so you can have the kol yankiv, which is yadayim deizim. The same thing. If you think that it's koyichi v'oitzum yodi, even beruchnius, that I'm able to daven because I know kavonis, that I have a great heart, that I'm a rahib and a mensch, it's also chazetreif. You with me? Therefore, Bilam's klola, therefore, doesn't work. You have the same idea, the Torah Shimon, from Shimon Yaroslav, brings it. You remember Parshas Chukas, they send the message, the history of Kal Yisrael, and they ask Edom, "Can we peacefully pass through your territory?" And they say, "No." Pen bacher of Eitzel Ikrosecho says Rashi, "You are Mizgoa with what? With the Kol Yankiv. I'm Mizgoa with my Zayda Edaim Leis." Right? But there's the Kol Yankiv with any Yidai Yisrael shoulders. So what's the answer? Is the Charaya right? Once Kal Yisrael said, "There's many connection to this." They tell a story that Rebbe Lezer Jikover was by the Teres Svi, this is the Choyver, for the parish is Chukas Bolk, Mechuborim, right here. And the Kiyodua, that week, the Holy Zed, the Choyver never said Toyver. Because Kiyodua, his yard site was the Aleph Tammuz, which usually falls out, Chukas Bolk. Right? Hello? Like the Rebbe Melech, you look at the Rebbe Melech, there's no Teres of Parish Vayakil, because his yard site is Chav Aleph, Alder, which always falls out, Pesmichas, to Parish Vayakil. Whatever, Tzadikim, somebody didn't say Teres on. So he didn't want to say Torah. So he asked him, "Israel Jikover, he should say Torah." He says, "I don't have a Torah." I'll hold my story, but Kitzur. But I'll have Kasha. How were they relying on the fact that what? That they have the Cherev of Esav when it's sort the Kol Yankov. You don't find any Chesorim in Kol Yisrael at this juncture. No, the answer that I received said in form is because they were misyaken misgoim. You're misgaya once you're haughty, once you're conceited with the kol yankuv, it doesn't work. Other form say the neshev bakodesh al tzei gvul edoim whatever. Yeah, will you house the b'stahiliger mensh? You're putting a gvul to Esav. It's already chazutif, very tugish, right? So Edom was that. So when it comes out, when a person, even in Ruchnius, if he thinks his own, he doesn't realize that the Eibishter gives me everything that we have, even Beruchnius, then it's Tfilah Dishkan Tfilah. Hello, you with me? And that's why Bilam was a failure, right? For Pinchas, Fayame Pinchas Yafal had to be total bittul, without anything, feel of the only, a gornish, right? So when a person is totally bottled, the whole shmuz, I have no time to elaborate. What was the real etzem yisuit of the avera of my support? Was it disnus or was it the avera dezor? And the mechlekus, sometimes mechlekus, down with the mechlekus, meishan pirchus, whatever. The whole shmuz is not income bekoyim. But you know what the avoida of pa'oyer is? It's the ultimate in self, whatever. You pull your atzmai, right? Normally a person, however, whatever crazy bulgai you are, person goes to the basic issa and he realizes, if you don't even have that, and your mitziyim re'i becomes a shtikl of your avoida, you're out of your, that's the ultimate gai. The choyze brings, the shmigarza brings, vanesha bagai. When a person is with shiflus, with anova, that's mul beis pa'er. Therefore, who is buried mul beis pa'er? Moshe. Because Moshe is the anov mikol odom, and the anti, the... You hear the words here? The whole... Nachsul in your name. That's why I said before, Pinchas, the mile of Pinchas, not Legreus, the mile of Pinchas is Pinchas bin Mekoyne Yataka Pasha of Anius. Or it's a mile from Tefillah, and the Tefillah of Anius could achieve what no other Tefillah achieves. Therefore, it's important to the Pinchas Karetz brings a person has to be Onov. Because when you're an Onov, there's nothing, if you're a nobody, there's nothing upon which the punishment that you ever go to Tzfas. You got the old shul, there's Avrucha shul, the Batayan shul. No, you can see it's good. In that shul, what happened? There was a famous earthquake, times of 18, whatever it was, yeah. And the Avrucha said, everyone come to the front of the shul and lie on the floor. They lie down on the floor, and there was a terrible earthquake. Thousands of people lost their lives. The shul, the roof collapsed, the walls collapsed, but only the back of the shul, not the front of the shul. And you could see the walls, half of it is new and half of it is the old shul. They asked him, how did you know? He said, no, I have a klal that a person is on the floor, you don't fall. So, Mamish Amlusa Haskel, Gewalt in Avodas Hashem. So, Dafka, when you're in Dreher, the Pasuk says, Kishocha la'ofar bit. Nafshenu, Shocha. We get the Pasuk. Whatever. Kum Ezra. The Yeshua comes dafka when you're there. Say tzaddikim. Therefore, the important base Avram from the Slonim and others forum, important from the Kodesh Samagi. Dafka the 3 weeks, there's a koyach of tefillah because it's the tefillah, the niska, the tefillah, the only, which lays Slamigar, make klum, and all the tzaras, whatever. Therefore, you could the Kodesh Samagi said you could achieve more in the 3 weeks. Right? Then you could achieve on Simchas Torah. Tzaddikim said, Dafka, when you're sitting on the floor, on Kinnis, you could achieve more than Ni'ila. Right? Kinnis, you Tikkun Rebach, that's Dafka moment of when you could pick yourself up. That's why Pinchas is Gimatria Yitzchak, right? 8 times Shema Vaya, 8 is always L'mayim Midara Hatava. I'll tell you a vort. I gotta tell you, I'm Oritz. Everything I find, I'm like the slide from it. I didn't know this before. Right? It's a famous vort, slave, the others are. We say in Yom Neroyim, we say a vort, Be'ein Meilitz Yoishin Mul Makit Pesh. There's nothing to answer. What do you say, Be'ein? The fact that he is Mevatel himself, everyone knows this vort. Repeat all the time. The Madrega of Ayin reaches the highest of all the spheres, which is the highest of, which is called Keser. Higher than Chachma Bina Das, higher than Chesed, all the Mithis, is Keser. When a Yid Halzach by Ayin, you reach into Kester, which is the Makar of all brachas, which is no cheshbet, there's no dinim, how's good? If not, then the ayin becomes oni, and the Kester becomes coarse. Right? So the ikar is to attach to the all aveira, whether it's the sadas, the egel, the miraglim, which is vachem kamlus, tishu, all of it is the yisoid of gai, the income of kaim. It's brought in the galamukas that when people have gaiva, they're putting him in two letters in the name of Hashem, Yud-K. Yud-K is miyachas to keser, the highest level, which you only relate to for total bittul and whatever. How do you know? So when you have good word, not, I'm sure it's a very good word. How do you spell it? You got to just you remember. How do you spell Yud Kei? Yud is Bemili. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. You're not going to be Jesus 20. Any way you slice it, it's 20. Yud Vav Dalet, 20. Hello? How do you spell the letter Hey? Three ways. Hey Aleph, Hey Hey, or Hey Yud. If you work out the Milu B'Hako, that means Yud times K, and the three characters, work it out. How much is Yud, 20, times Hey Aleph, 6? How much is 20 times 6? 120. How much is Yud, 20, times Hey Hey, which is 10? 200. And how much is 20 times times Hey Yud, 15? How much is 120, 200, and 300? 620, which is Gematria? Guess it! You want to hear a gewaltige gevor for Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Sonnenfeld? How many brachas? Don't forget, Kol Rishvei Yisigua Ben Amitzorim is Gematria HaBracha. This is the time you pack into brachas. That is the chemist the real brings. Yeah? How many brachas do you have every week? Meshavua. Hello? Make a cheshvin. Brachas of Shmine Eser. Hello? Shmine Eser is where you daven, the essence of davening. How many, but when you're including Chazor HaShem, I always go crazy, I must tell you. I drive me up a wall. These people who suddenly, Amiratzin, Burin, Bevavatl, Tir, for hours at an end, Chazor HaShem, you become big Masmidin, I'm going to take it out of Gemara, like crackers. If you look in Svarim, you can achieve more through Kabbalah Sashas, because Chazor HaShem answering only, than you do with your own private Shtilish Menes. Hello? So why people are Mezalzul Chazor HaShem is outrageous. But it's a zilzul in tefillah. It's a zilzul in your Torah. The Eberster wants you to learn it. It's a chayin not learning because the Eberster wants. It's a chayin Torah isn't there. Anyway, nachzudim. So how many Shemana Esrei do you have every day, a normal day? Ma'ariv one, Shacharis and Chazaras Hashatz, Mincha and Chazaras Hashatz. That's five. Yes, 19 brachas per Shemana Esrei. 19 times 5. We already said is what?
95.
On Shabbos you have 6 at Ma'ariv, 7 at Ma'ariv, 7 plus the one of Main Sheva. Okay, that's 8. Then you have Shacharis and Chazaras Hashatz, Musaf and Chazaras Hashatz, Mincha and Chazaras Hashatz. That's 3. That's what do I got? 42 plus 8 is 50. How much is 5? So, one second, hello. 19. No one said hello everything. During every day I have how much I said before? 95. I have 6 days in the 6 days of the week. How much is 95 times 6? 570. How much is 570 plus the 50 brachos on Shabbos? 620. Kes. You know, Gvaldik. Oh my God. Kind of wonderful, the genius, the Cheshbonis. Right? Yes, you with me? In other words, the vort is when a person has this bittel, when his davening is bittel, and he reaches keser, through that he brings all the brachas. Okay, I'm not trying to elaborate. That's why, just one more vort, the Sosker famously says, how many months are there in the 12 months of the year? 12. 12. Hello? Yes. Yeah, hello? Which correspond to the four, the 12 letters in the Mili of Adnai. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud. The Mili, Aleph is Aleph Amit Pei. Dalet is Dalet. Yeah? Hello? You with me? Yeah? So the first 3 months is connected to Aleph, Aleph Amit Pei, which in this New Year's symbol. Tamuz of an El is what? Dalet. Dalet Lamit Tav, which is Tamuz of an El. Hello? Tamuz and of is what? Dal. With Elo, you have the tough. That's what you say on Slichas. But it's also said this. Kidalim ucheroshim the fatnuat l'secha on El Slichas. So what is Talmud and of Dal? Dal Rosh Reuven Shimon. Or who Asher Dibano? When a person davens like a Dal, when a person realizes the koyach of tefillah, parshas Pinchas, and b'chal ben amitzorim, you're able to achieve to bring brachas b'chalu b'prat bon ha'chaim zayin. Whatever person needs, brachas needs b'gachas. Morning, Shalom.